Oh, wait, you guys have done, have you guys, what? You guys...
What? We've recorded episodes and we have a Facebook page, but...
Really?
You guys have a podcast together?
Yeah. But there's...
How many episodes have you guys done?
Him and I have recorded two. I think there's three or four. That
how come he's never invited me to be on this show?
You were on the fucking pilot.
Well, for like 5 seconds, you called me and said you're on the show, and then hung up on me, and then I called back and you guys didn't answer.
No, we recorded the fucking pilot at your place.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So I have it on one episode.
On the fucking pilot.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
That's
true. And then we sat... I sat here and Lee Clark sat there two separate times and we drank a few beers and bullshitted about... Lee was all Lee Clark-ish in extremes. We recorded two episodes two separate times. We did that. And then, I know he recorded one with some girl that, she's a super cool chick and he works with her. They fucked and he liked her and she's super young and didn't want to sleep with anybody from work and whatever, that's fizzled off.
Did they talk about the fact that they fucked?
Well, this is, are we live?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't talk about that?
Well, it's not for me to talk about.
So, but everything up until now can be talked about? On the air?
That, well, there's no names on our podcast.
So, yes.
What? am I being recorded right now?
Yes, you are being recorded right now. Do I need to stop recording and start over?
Okay, so... so I'm drunk. What was your question?
Well, I asked a question that you can't answer.
Okay. Well, then I won't.
Okay. Are they still seeing each other?
No. This is months ago, no.
Will they still podcast together at some point?
Yet to be determined.
Oh, okay. So it's like amicable? Amicable?
Cordial. Cordial.
Neat.
And then I know he's recorded another one with his roommate / landlord. He's a sweet dude. Black ginger.
Black ginger.
Rare. Wouldn't you say?
I would say that that's a fucking unicorn, or I would say that that doesn't exist.
And
how do you have red hair and be black?
Well, it exists, and he is that. And superseding all of this, generally, sweet dude.
Well, that's most important thing.
Most important thing,
other
yes.
The things don't matter. I mean, they do...
But good dude. But
yeah.
Anyways,
yeah,
he looks
cool.
Like a good dude.
Neat.
Black Ginger. Just...
Black Ginger. Do you call him Black Ginger? To his face?
I have, but he's... Oh, yes.
Does that... Did it make him want to... to stab an IGGA?
Okay.
Was he going to bust a cap in your ass when you called him Black Ginger?
But sometimes...
Was he going to...
When those conversations come up, Okay. Oh, here's the fucking wormhole. I don't know what side of this fence I sit on, but, like, this, like, Black Lives Matter... Okay, I get it. I get it. Their lives certainly matter, and they're very oppressed.
They've been getting the fuck beat out of them by cops for, like,
yes,
generations.
Without a doubt. But I really do think from a marketing societal acceptance standpoint that is the wrong approach.
Okay, would your remedy to that be?
It's more of an all lives matter.
See, you can't do that with groups that have been marginalized. Like
I know.
Like feminism, being a feminist is a bad word.
Listen, don't tell me you can't. It's like you're the one telling them that you can't.
Yeah.
Like
I guess.
In a sense, and I'm not saying that I'm right about this. I'm just saying that there's this little clip I've seen it 100 times on Facebook. And it's Morgan Freeman, and somebody's interviewing him about Black History Month, and they're like, you know, how do you feel about Black History Month? And he's like, I don't want it. And then they're like, what? And he's like, do you want White History Month? Well, no.
Yeah, but you almost gotta double down on groups that have been like marginalized, though. Like, I know.
So okay, yeah, so my general attitude is that the more you, like, the more concessions you make to,
you're drawing attention to it.
You're like, they do. It's so great. It's so great. There's so many lines of great that it's bad, but it's. I don't even know how to describe it, but the part that I don't like about it is when you start, like, we have a ton of this in Canada with, like, treaty laws and so on, where we're, you know, First Nations people have all these concessions, and I realize that I'm fucking sitting on a fucking podium saying this stuff, and it kills me a bit, but it's like, all of these laws and concessions, I don't like that they are race-based. I wish that they were based in bringing the marginalized up instead.
Yeah.
Like, it. Do you know what I'm trying to
say? Yeah, no,
like,
I know what you're trying to say. I just think it's...
Like, I realize that 95% of the people I'm talking about happen to belong in a race, but I wish that the laws were not race-based.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I don't like about Black Lives Matter. Like, I'm 100% behind their case, but by creating that thing, it further, like, in a marketing sense, it separates more than it brings together.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
but
I
can only speak on my, you know, my.
But it's hard to get the message.
Middle income, white life.
It's hard to get the message across of cops have been beating up and killing black people for generations without saying something that just, you know, like, you don't get that message across by saying all lives matter. Like,
no, you don't, but that's. I mean, all lives matter is kind of one of those, like, goes without saying kind of sentences.
Maybe the thing should be, stop beating up black people, cops, and don't beat up other groups either, and
no,
do your job properly, cops.
The comment is beat up everybody equally. If you're going to beat people up, beat
them
up equally.
Beat everyone up equally.
But
probably don't beat people up.
Beat them up equitably. Like, I mean, you're a cop and you're going to get in confrontations that, like, I'm not saying cops are perfect because they're far from perfect.
Oh,
When you
sign up
to be a police officer, there are times where you're going to have to, like, people break into places and there's going to be confrontations. That is certain. And you, anyways, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's tough. And, like, the word feminist is a bad word because, like, it gets equated with hating men so much. I, gun to my head,
but
consider myself a feminist because
it further separates by giving it, like, feminism.
Yeah, because,
like
you're all you, if you're, in the true sense of the word, if you're feminist, you just want equal. You want equality. But as soon as you hear that word, it's like, oh, this guy is, like, it's a bad word because of what it...
And
it's not supposed to mean that, but for some people it does. And that drags the whole cause down as well, because some feminists actually hate men.
Like, it might be, like,
and it drags the cause down. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to mean equality. The same way that Black Lives Matter is supposed to mean all lives matter, but this group has been fucked over by...
I know, it's for hundreds of years. Like, it's awful.
Who picked these songs, by the way?
I think it's just on autoplay now.
Well, something needs to happen.
I don't hate this song.
I hate this song. I fucking hate it. I will not go out on a limb. Yeah, this is terrible. I would take any Nelly song over this, and I don't even like Nelly. I've hated this song since the first day I ever heard it. Sorry,
like,
go ahead.
Fucking, no, but it's super easy for me to sit here in my fucking middle-income white fucking castle and say that this shit pisses me off because I'm not on the oppressed side of anything.
Yeah.
On anything.
It's hard to know.
Society caters to me. I just... The more... Like, you're... You, these group... I know why they're drawing the lines, but they're drawing lines, and the more lines you draw, the more separations there are in the spectrum.
Yeah.
And it... Lines need to... At one point in time, lines need to be drawn, but they need to be, like, erased over time, too. Like, clearly, you need to tell people that, like, slavery needed to be ended.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. That needs to be over. And, you know, LGBT issues needs to be over with, too.
It shouldn't even be an issue. Yeah, shouldn't be,
like, neither of those should be... Like, both of those, in my opinion, are...
So how do you feel about the gay pride parade? Do you have a problem with the gay pride parade the same way you have a problem with Black History Month?
Okay, so having never been a gay... a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I do and I don't. I think that...
But like when you're into something really hard...
I think that...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm trying to see it from... If you're into something really hard, do not want just like one weekend or whatever to be able to just go nuts about it. Like, you like the Super Bowl. If your team wins the Super Bowl, you want to go fucking crazy.
No, I know.
So maybe gay people just want to go fucking crazy for the gay pride parade. Even though, like,
okay, but
every day should be pride day.
Okay, but then call it that. Like, fucking gay pride. Like,
embrace the gay day.
Like, the thing about, like, pride, and it's so hard to, like, comment on
things that you know nothing about because you don't experience from that avenue.
And I'm speaking on it from the other side, and I don't really feel like I'm in a legitimate place to criticize, but that group has a little bit more, not a ton more, but it's only been, like, from a legal standpoint, Black people have been equal for a long time, but gay people have not been.
Yeah.
And while neither is fair, what I'm saying is still factual.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And so that news is not, like, not everyone's caught on to that news yet. That most people haven't caught on to the Black news either.
Yeah, well, but definitely, like, probably less so, even though it is actually in the law that they're equal, like, the amount of, like, I feel like more harmful things happen, I feel like more harmful things happen to Black people now, even though the laws state that they're equals, than they do to gay people, even though the laws don't state they're equals.
And this is kind of ultimately the root of what I'm trying to get at. Like, I read so much shit in these inherent biases or unintentional biases that people have that I know that. There's just so many things. Like, I know that if I were to... I really, deep down, do not believe that I'm racist. But if I were put in a situation where just snap judgment type thing...
Oh, I've done that all the time. I've crossed the street because there's...
Well, that's more of an intentional... That's 10 times more of an intentional decision than what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's just like... Who is that person? And there's a very good podcast, or an episode of a podcast on Hidden Brain, which is a dynamite show hosted by, I believe him to be an Indian guy, but anyways,
cool,
super good show. And
I'm drunk and I'm losing my words, but it's, I just know that I'm a victim. Like, I'm not a victim. I'm so far from a victim. But I fall into this category where I'm, in my head, I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
I know that deep down.
Deep down. I'm not a racist either, but I know that I've done things. Even, yeah, like you said, like that is a conscious decision. But it's playing percentages. Like, I know that if I, like, there's all, you make percentages. Like, you make percentage plays. You know that if you don't, okay, so, I don't know, if I don't have a glass of water before I go to bed, I've had two beer. If I don't have a glass of water before I go to bed, I'm probably not going to wake up with a hangover, but I'm just playing the percentages. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have a glass of water before I go to bed because I'm playing the percentages. Those gentlemen of color, whatever color that may be, are probably not going to hurt me in their group if I walk on the same side of the street as them, but I've crossed the street before just playing the percentages. I don't know that it's a... probably some of it is racial, but I think some of it is just, like, they look... And I think there's... Like, I've probably done it for groups of white people that look scary, too. Or just there's more of them than me,
well,
and I'm by myself.
That's what I want to tell myself every time.
Yeah.
But, anyways, yeah, it's fucked. But anyways, that kind of goes to the reason is that everyone's... Like, the science would say that those implicit bias, like, the implicit, when you're implicitly biased towards something, you're more inclined to just stay within your group on just, like, snap judgments.
Yeah.
Like, your science would say that if there's, in 100 attempts of a group of scary white people versus a group of scary black people coming
yeah.
down the same side of the street, you're out of 100 times of each, you're more likely to cross the street with the black people than you are with the white people. That's science. Like,
yeah.
there's no doubt in my mind that that's true for you and true for me and true for every white person out there. And apparently it's also true for every black person out there too, which is
yeah.
fucked up in a sense. And so my kind of comment is that lines need, at one point in time, need to be drawn, but at some point they need to be erased because it's because they're in a different, like, we view them in a, and this, again, this is my, what I'm saying from science, so I'm summarizing, which is not science anymore, anyway. But you need to, like, I guess a lot of this happens because you perceive yourself to be in the same group or a different group, but if those lines weren't ever drawn, like, if those lines weren't there, then we'd just all be in the same group.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Does that make sense? Like,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not black versus white as much as it's just...
It's...
black and white.
Or it's Indians versus Cardinals, and we're all baseball fans.
Yeah.
But some of us root for the Indians and some of us... Sorry, poor choice of team names. We're talking about race, and I picked the Cleveland Indians, who have a somewhat, I would argue, not that controversial, but maybe a little bit controversial. Okay, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals. We, you know, maybe we hang out... The Blue Jays fans only hang out with other Blue Jays fans, but everyone's
fans
a baseball
of,
fan.
Fans of bird teams.
Yeah, but, I mean, everyone, we're all baseball fans here, so maybe we, I don't know.
And bird fans. No, I know what you're saying,
fans.
Like, but it's, it, that, you're still kind of, like, falling in line with exactly how society is, but not kind of what I'm saying, it's just,
yeah.
Look, there's two teams playing, we're baseball fans. Like, that's kind of what I'm trying to
yeah.
get at.
Uh-huh.
But at one point, like, we could have been like that before, and it just didn't happen naturally.
Yeah.
So
people picked their groups,
like,
and kind of went,
like,
after them.
All of the black oppression that people have been through, that clearly that's needed to happen, because they could have just been welcomed into society as peers from the onset.
Yeah.
And like I said, that didn't happen. But
yeah.
it could have.
It should have. Absolutely, but it didn't. Yeah, why? Like, do you ever remember having any ounce of racism in you when you were little? Like, when you were a little kid, before you knew about racism. Like, did it ever matter to you that, like... I mean, it was probably a thought, like, oh, that kid's black and I'm not black. But, like, was it ever, like... Were you ever like, I shouldn't hang out with that kid because he's black?
No, well, that's...
Or what, like, it was like, maybe like, oh, he looks like, well, that's weird, he's got black skin.
So here's a prejudice I'm going to throw on you that I don't know if you have or had or whatever, but as a kid that went to a school in the West Side, there were a lot of, like, called them Indian at the time, but
yeah.
Like, the PC term for them is now... First Asians, Aboriginal kids, and I made friends with all kinds of them.
Yeah.
Them. Like, this is a shit. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying... Like,
no, I know,
those
I know.
Are the lines I'm trying to get rid of.
Uh-huh. Them.
Like, I'm not... Like,
you people.
Those people, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't matter to you until all of a sudden somebody shitty said Indians are... dirty and drunks and lazy, and somebody sweet said, no, like, look at the social economical factors that result in these stereotypes occurring.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about stereotypes, again, as a fucking moderately affluent white male, I find stereotypes so hilarious.
Yeah, they're awesome. Because they're true sometimes, and when they're true, it's fucking funny.
It's just so easy for people to compartmentalize.
I have a guy on my ball team. Well, a set of brothers on my ball team. Their brother, who doesn't play baseball, is dating a black lady at the moment. And their father loves grape soda. That's, like, his favorite thing. He loves grape soda.
The black lady's father, or, like, the...
Their father.
I'm assuming...
The white...
This white guy's
family guy father. And they invited the black girlfriend over for supper.
And they connected on the grape soda.
And, you know, the dad is like, you know, would you like anything to drink? We got grape soda! And he's all like... And the two friends that I play baseball with had to leave the room. They were laughing so hard. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world. That it was just unreal. And everything went the way that it went, and they talked about it, they told us the joke, and then eventually they, like, went up to their dad, because, like, it was pretty clear that, like, something was missing here. So, like, they went and talked to their dad, and, like, you know, like, we know you, you've brought us up, you've raised us, we know how much you love grape soda, but, like, this is a pretty... common stereotype among with black. He had no idea. He had absolutely no idea that, like, this is a stereotype, and, like, he just came out as, like,
he made a racist
the family from Get Out. I don't know if you've seen the movie Get Out, but he came out and made, like, this horrendous racist joke, but he had no idea whatsoever that this was a common stereotype. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Like, they both said they'd never seen their father laugh so hard.
But that's also, like, that's the same thing. Like, that... Like, he shouldn't feel bad for making that joke.
Because he didn't... Well, he didn't know that it was...
Because his intentions were pure.
He, like, didn't make a joke. He didn't make a joke. He actually thought, like...
Well, he made
grape soda's the shit. Do you want some grape soda?
But it's just fucking stupid. Like... I like Taylor Swift. But I know that people think it's fucking ridiculous that I like Taylor Swift.
So you'll ask people if they want to listen to some Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I've put it on several times. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift is not racially... doesn't fit into a racial stereotype.
No.
That's
so it's a little different.
Other people. But that's the, like... The joke he in his head was making was equivalent to me saying...
It's like, grape soda's awesome. A lot of people... I don't know if it was a thought of
a lot of
people don't like grape soda, but I love it.
A lot of people think I'm stupid for liking grape soda.
Yeah, but you want some grape soda?
And a lot of people think I'm stupid for liking Taylor Swift, but
yeah,
I could put her on.
You
want
to hear Shake It Off? It's better than... Well, actually, I don't hate Outkast. I wouldn't say that I like Outkast, but I don't hate Outkast.
You'd rather listen to the white girls than the black guys?
I would rather listen to this than Shake It Off. So I'm with it. I am woke. Yeah. I stay woke because I like Outkast more than Taylor Swift. For sure. But I would rather listen to Taylor Swift than that song about I like the way you move. Or that all I woke up to Enner's Talking Like Me. I had that fucking song in my head so bad. There's a song that's like this guy. I don't even want to quote it because I'm sure it's not real common. But the thing he keeps saying is woke up to N-I-G-G-A's Talking Like Me. And it's fucking terrible. And I had it in my head really bad. So bad that I texted all my friends that line. Woke up
several times.
Everyone. To everyone.
You put it in the Racquetball chat and you sent it to me several
yes,
times.
Yes, I did.
I was like, what?
Yeah. It made no sense. And that's part of what I think why I thought it was funny. But I was very drunk. I ended up throwing up shortly later.
Okay, so this is coming up next.
Yeah.
What I'm going to tell you, I find this funny just in general, but it's even funnier in context. The context is that just out of nowhere at work, we were talking about apparently a thing now is that people will do yoga with baby goats. And the baby goats like to, like, what people are doing, like, down dog, then baby goats like to jump on the people. Stuff.
Really?
So it's called goat yoga.
Huh.
And I've known about this video for years. I remember the first time I learned about it. In fact, I was in Medicine Hat for my cousin's wedding. And it's Taylor Swift, and I think she's a babe and talented. And this is not my favorite Taylor Swift song. I have another Taylor Swift song. But.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift song, Chris?
It's Shake It Off. But also that other one that
this is the one where ow and then the goat yells. I've seen this video on Vine. I didn't know there was an entire video of this.
It's so perfect. Like, it's so good.
Do you wanna turn it up so that the audience can hear? The goat's gonna chime in right away here, right? Turn it down now. Probably a risk of getting sued even when it's playing softly in the background, but now that it's loud, it's probably. I saw the Vine video of that.
But it's so perfect.
Yeah. Like it is. It's better. It's much better. This is, the full length. I'm glad to see in greater detail of the goats yelling.
So anyways, I often make jokes at work. Like the people, the guys that I work with in Toronto, they don't, clearly I don't see them that much. And I talk to them a lot on the phone and they're starting to finally pick up on my sarcasm. Yoga comes up, and I've been making jokes for years that I like Taylor Swift because I think she's a great and she's talented.
Do you actually like her music? Like, actually?
Do I put it on all the time, mostly satirically? Is that a word?
And to watch the videos?
Like, this is not awful in my opinion, what we're listening to. What we were listening to before...
Yeah, you know what?
The black people was way worse.
I Like the Way You Move is a fucking abomination. I hate that song. I would... Maybe this is
like,
white guys being white.
Listen,
Wigger's got a wig. Or white's got a white. Maybe we're fucking white guying out hard right now. We're being big time fucking white breads. I would meet you in the middle and say that this is not terrible. Maybe that's me that's, being this fucking is my white
like,
bread.
I generally speaking do not like modern pop. This is the best of it.
Like, I wouldn't go that far. There's I'm sure there's a pop song out
okay,
there. A modern pop song that's
safe,
decent.
It's a safe modern like you know what, like
it's not the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's terrible.
Like
it might be terrible, but it might be terrible.
Like,
Katy Perry's shitty.
She's got some jams.
Does she?
Nice rack.
So that's what we call jams now? We don't refer to jams as good songs, we refer to jams as nice titties?
Depends on the song, I'm just saying she has some jams.
Maybe, you know what?
I'll tell you what. When
I have to confess something after you finish your thought.
Okay, so her first song that came out was I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry we're talking about now. And I remember the first time I heard this, and I was like, what a fucking one-hit wonder song. And she's...
still doing it.
I was clearly very wrong about it. She's also an 84 kid.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know if she is terrible. She might be. I don't know. I'd have to confess that Teenage Dream song. You make me feel like I'm living. I don't like that song. But I see the appeal of that, like, hook. It's a pretty catchy hook. If it was a punk song with like punk tempo and not like shitty like fake punk singing in tempo.
Yeah.
It was like a punk song and like that was the chorus done in like with like poppy melodic punk and like a singer that's like a legitimate punk singer.
Straight white guy singing it, yeah.
It would sound really good.
Way better than the straight white girl singing it, yeah.
Yeah. And like this isn't terrible. I mean, it's bad, but it's not terrible. I don't know that it's awful. Yeah. Maybe we're just fucking white dudes. White 30-year-olds. Like, am I falling out of...
This is... I'm just falling in touch with me. That's all. I'm just...
It is a thing.
I care less and less what other people.
Yeah, it is a cool, free... It's a very free feeling.
I sincerely still care what people think about me.
Oh, absolutely.
That's far from zero, but...
There's so much music that I wouldn't give... It took me a long time to admit that Float On by Modest Mouse is a good song. I'm not saying I like Modest Mouse, but as a punk...
You won't admit to that
as a
yet.
As a punk rocker, it took me a long time to admit, like, I like Float On. That's a legitimately good, really good song.
And you want to know what's weird?
Because punk kids aren't supposed to like Modest Mouse unless they're like emo.
And I respect your opinion, and you know a lot more about music, or at least punk music, than I do. And you told me that, and I'll tell you what, I always liked that song.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to like that song.
Yeah, right? I didn't want to either. Our friend Darby listened to Modest Mouse, and I heard...
And we shit on Darby.
Some of them suck. Some of the songs suck. We shit on Darby for it. And, like, apparently Modest Mouse is kind of, like... They've got, like, cred in, like, the emo.
Yeah.
There's a song by Diesel Boy called Emo Boy. And the last line of the song is they fooled around to the new record for Modest Mouse. So, obviously, they're saying Modest Mouse is a somewhat emo band. And when you're a punk rocker, you can't... like emo, even though Jawbreaker's fucking awesome and Jawbreaker is renowned as being an emo band, but like, you know, at the time it was like anything emo you couldn't, and until you get older and then you're okay with liking what you like. Devo, I never would have, even though Devo's actually a punk band, would have taken, I don't know that I would have admitted to liking Whip It when I was in my early 20s.
I mean, the song has notoriety long before
I knew
heard,
that it was
I've
punk.
Never heard anyone other than you call Devo punk.
There's a song called NoFX.
I'm not saying I'm right, I'm just saying.
There's a song by NoFX called We Got Too Jealous Against. And there's a line in that song that says, we got two freedom of choices, we've got two, three hits from hell. Freedom of Choice is a Devo record.
So that makes them punk?
Well, I mean, every record pretty much in that that's referenced in that song is a punk record. Fat Mike doesn't listen to much. He has one time on a YouTube video, I saw him say that the Beatles are his favorite band. But he doesn't reference a lot of non-punk music. In fact,
I went through a fucking hard Beatles phase for a couple years.
I love the Beatles. I think they're highly overrated, but they are amazing. They're amazing. The Beatles are amazing. The Beatles are the Beatles, man.
They grew up in a music era that just doesn't exist anymore, where the radio determined what everyone.
The radio played good music, though, which is the difference.
No, the radio played the music that the radio, it wasn't intentional, but the radio played the music that everyone learned to love.
Do you think there was better underground music back then?
No, there was no underground music.
Now there's underground music, and most of the time the underground music is much better than...
There's a book called... I want to call it Tail Feathers, but it's not Tail Feathers. It's The Long Tail is what it's called.
Okay.
And they make a very, very strong case for it, where NSYNC and... I want to call it N-pop... Dirty Pop, that album.
Okay.
NSYNC had the biggest selling record of all time, and for what it's worth, that will be the biggest selling record of all time.
What?
Yeah.
What?
At least what this book says. Yeah. And it's best. I could be wrong about it now, but I think NSYNC has the largest selling record of all time.
How is that even possible?
Well, so here's what's happened, is that at one point in time, your media came to, you didn't have as much access to the, to music.
Yeah.
Right? So, you kind of just liked what you heard, but as the exposure to music, what changed it for music anyways was, a large part was, illegal downloads and just...
Yeah.
And more access to music, more niches, became exposed. It was easier to get, it was easier for the general public to get into these niches.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before, if you were an extremist and you knew that you didn't like the music that they played on the radio, you knew to go find these other bands.
Yeah.
But now... it's becoming more and more where the popular music among society is less popular than it, used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know what you're saying. Less mainstream. The popular music is less mainstream, maybe?
Yes.
You're using popular twice, so you need to differentiate popular from mainstream.
Yes.
Blink-182 is mainstream. They're popular, but they're also mainstream. NoFX is popular.
Yes.
Right?
I guess the levels of which are just on totally different scales.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Beatles, at the time that the Beatles were famous, they would be famous now, but they would not be nearly as famous if they came out today.
Yeah, that's probably...
They would still be famous. I think everyone would still like them.
Yeah.
But because there's more... Because society has access to more music...
Yes.
They just... They would catch... They got the attention of people that just simply would not have their attention.
Yeah. No, that's very interesting, actually. That's fascinating.
And so, anyways, this one book I read called The Long Tail, I really believe in it, and it relates... that I never actually finished the book, but they start making... They make their case about the that long tail effect happens in all types of things. And... their opening arguments in the book were about the NSYNC album and how there will probably never be a record, maybe not probably ever, until the population quadruples in size for the planet. There's likely not going to be an album that sells more than that album for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
Because
maybe not ever.
Yeah,
because it hit that sweet spot of just before
the exposure,
the break of niches being widely
available
and for free.
Yes.
Music got free all of a sudden.
Yes.
So not only could people find new genres of music, but they could also find free music.
Yeah.
So if they do happen to, you know, have rocks in their head and they like NSYNC, they could get it for free.
Yes.
Whereas it hit right before, you could get it for free.
Like, it's, yeah, and the comment he's making is that it's not that NSYNC is terrible, it's just that NSYNC, because at that point in time, people had less exposure to other albums, other music just in general.
Yeah.
That more people liked and bought that album than would have
you know, a year later. If they had other options. Wow. Yeah. Huh. Crazy.
And so, and then my comment is the Beatles, like, just take that, rewind that back even further.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Sorry for the dead air. This is Last Friday Night from Katy Perry. I do understand the catchiness. Huh. This video has almost a billion views on YouTube. There's a lot of production value that goes into it. Huh. I'm gonna turn this down so that we don't have to. This episode of Grown Man Coloring is brought to you by Josh Kyle. I have to say that every episode, or else our friend might sue us. So yeah, check out Josh, joshkylehealth.org, I think. I don't know what it's something like that. Joshkylehealth.org, K-E-I-L, is how you spell his last name. We will be starting, provided that he ends up moving to Saskatoon in August, we will be starting a podcast together called The Two Buds. So, check us out on Grown Men Coloring on iTunes, gmcpod.podbean.com, Grown Men Coloring on Google Play or however that works, and check that out, because that will be another of the many, I guess right now, not many, only three different podcasts available on the Grown Men Coloring banner or whatever. So that'll be one more on there. So check it out. Yeah. Two Buds. So you hear that, Josh? Thanks for sponsoring the show. And if you don't move somewhere else, you will be starting a podcast with me. So get, buckle up, buckaroo. So, neat. You know, this video has almost a billion views.
Almost a billion?
Almost a billion. It's got like 900, I guess not almost a billion, because it's got 965 million, blah, blah, blah. So it's still short by a billion, by like 45 million. So I guess that's not that close to a billion.
That's pretty, like, as far as videos are concerned, that's pretty close.
Like, if one video had 45 million views, you'd be like, wow, that's a lot.
I wonder
of views.
If there are billion view videos.
Yeah. Maybe that's Gangnam Style might be billion. But that's so many views. That's insane. For a Katy Perry song.
Wow. There are billion view videos.
Really?
And just, sorry for the record, well in excess of billion.
Oh, God.
Are we still live?
We are still live. We're still recording.
So what's have you talked to Josh? What's his life like?
Not much, but apparently he is maybe moving to Saskatoon in August. Sweet. If he doesn't end up finding any other work, cool. Then he'll be moving to Saskatoon in August. He's going to try to grind it out and make a way. Hmm. So, you know, it's like the Goodwill Hunting thing. Like, you know, you want, if I have to never see my friend ever again in order for things to work out better for him, then that's what I want. But I want to, you know, so I'm selfishly hoping he ends up in Saskatoon.
But if he's going to end up with a mediocre life, you hope that it's a mediocre life here.
Yeah, but if he can't, like, if he can...
You prefer him to have to...
Have an extraordinary life somewhere else.
Make an education.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Exactly.
Do you get that joke? That's a racist joke, too, kind of.
Oh, really?
There's, like, this Indian song that they used to teach us in elementary school that was, like... Learn, my son, get an education, something, something... Go forth, my son, something in your nation. Like, it was...
Oh.
I don't remember the lyrics, but it was like... Anyways.
Is the lady sleeping?
Yeah. No response to that.
No response to my fart?
Yeah. It's funny, because we will be listening to a very different sigh in a minute here.
Different sigh?
Yeah, what are her name? Seidel.
Huh?
This is Seidel.
Yes.
She frequently goes by Sy.
Sy.
Like S-Y.
S-Y. Not like Matt Seidel, like the wrestler?
I don't know the wrestler.
He's very good. He used to wrestle in the WWE as Evan Bourne.
Okay, but... The video that I queued up next is PSY. Very different side.
Oh yes, it's Gangnam Style. That's had more than a billion views.
More than double.
I hate
more than
that
double
song.
Of the billion views.
Come on. 2 billion? Billion? That's a thousand million.
It's closer to 3 billion than it is closer to 1 billion.
Wow. Can we not watch the song now that we know how many views it's had?
Wow. We've probably watched it several times each ourselves.
I've only seen the video like once. That was enough for me. I hate that song. I hate that dance. I don't know what I hate more, the song or the dance.
It's actually, I think it's a pretty good video.
It's kind of funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. 2,891,000.
Million. 891 million.
Million.
2 billion.
35,208. I don't know.
It's 2.9 billion views, rounding up. 2.89.
Huh. What's turned down for what? How many views is turned down for what? It's kind of funny. It's just a terrible song. It's the Macarena of the 2010.
Oh, certainly. It's still pretty funny.
Yeah, I can't stand that dance. I can't stand that song.
The thing about this...
Apparently it's satirical of K-pop.
Well, that's...
Like, it's actually a satire song. It doesn't make it good, but it's like a satire. So that's respectable.
Turned out for What's Got Nothing on this.
Really? That upsets me. I like Turn Down for What way more than I like Gangnam Style. Hey, Macarena.
2.2 billion views less.
Jeez.
But the thing about this is because it's K-pop, like, it's far more worldwide.
Well, yeah, how many... That's the thing right now. Transformers The Last Night is eating dick at the box office right now.
Okay.
At least domestically, which makes me super happy, even though I love
Transformers.
Yes. I hate the Michael Bay live-action Transformers. I'm really happy to see it finally doing poorly, because maybe then they'll give...
These are good-looking girls.
I would agree. Maybe they'll give, you know, like, great directors and great writers. You know, the problem isn't even the direction. I mean, I'm not a fan of Michael Bay... But he has made some good movies, I think, potentially. And some of the action sequences...
What are you doing these good movies?
Apparently The Rock is good.
No, not apparently. You're a movie critic.
I'm not a movie critic. I mean, I like movies a lot, and I want to start a podcast. I guess I criticize movies.
So in your opinion, name the good Michael Bay movies.
Transformers, the first one.
Good.
I think it was a 3 out of 5. I got a good for that. Revenge of the Fallen is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Dark of the Moon is bad. And after that, I stopped watching. But, like, there's, like, The Rock. Like, there's... Is Con Air Michael Bay? I don't know if those are good movies. I haven't really even watched them start to finish. But, like, you know, there is, like, sweet action scenes at times. Apparently, he helped write Revenge of the Fallen, which, as I said, is one of the worst movies of all time. So, he's definitely not a writer. Or the time that he did write, it was horrendous. One of the worst movies of all time. Like I said, I think the problem is definitely more in the writing than the directing. He does have... If he did music videos, I think he would be a great music video director. The writing in those movies is terrible. And maybe now they'll get good writers to do them. Because maybe now it'll be like, oh, these movies are starting. But, however, the thing about... They won't stop. They're still making fuck tons of money because of the international. Because China, a lot of movies that don't do well in the States make a shit ton of money in China.
Well,
you know,
there's a lot of people there.
Because there's a lot of people there. So something like this maybe gets more worldwide. I mean, I'm sure it's very popular domestically too. But I'm sure a lot of those 2 billion views, 2 billion plus views are international. Transformers The Last Night is making great money internationally, although like way down from any past Transformers movie. And that makes... I don't like to relish in the failures of things, but I'm very happy about this just because I hope that it means that they will give artists, better artists, the opportunity to work on a franchise that I think could be great. I think it could be... I mean, what's not to like with alien robots that transform into things? Does that not sound like a sweet idea?
I mean, not that these could have...
Not even a billion views were turned down for what? Anyways, go ahead.
No, you're disappointed instead of billion. 5 minutes ago, you're just like, I wonder if there's a video with a billion, and then we think of one.
Why has this got more views than that Katy Perry video? That Katy Perry video, though. Like, it's a pretty funny video. I would argue funnier than the Katy Perry video. And, like, this song is a... Like, I don't want to go so far as to say that it's a jam. But I... Like, it's a big-time guilty pleasure for me. Legitimately like this song. It's a guilty pleasure... But I do like this song. It's fucking ridiculous. But I like it. And the video is... It's a solid video. It's pretty funny. Anyways.
Oh, sorry. I was just Googling a list of the most viewed videos on YouTube. Top videos. We just watched it.
Just watch Gangnam Style, which is the most viewed.
Yes.
See, it's a funny video.
Do you want to see the next most viewed?
Do I?
It's actually kind of, like, I'm really surprised by this.
Alright. Like, this takes a lot of work. Writing, choreography... Cinematography.
This is the second most viewed video on YouTube. It's not an awful song.
Yeah.
I don't mind it actually, but I'm a little surprised that this is in the same category as Turn Down for What for me. Which then again has 2.2 billion views less. You know what I mean? Like, good song. Like,
different category. But like, not a fan.
It's emotional.
It is. Paul Walker died, and that's too bad. and it's fast. You know, it's all about family when you're watching a Fast and Furious movie.
Should I put on the third most popular song?
Yes, you should.
It's not gonna get better for you.
There's no chance you'll catch a guilty pleasure song for me?
There's a guilty pleasure song coming up for me if I make it down to...
Oh, jeez. No, we can't even hear a note. Not a single fucking note. Justin Bieber, sorry.
So we should go to four then?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Jeez.
It's funny because I know your taste in music and I'm...
and just my taste in human beings. But especially my taste in music.
You're sure you would prefer...
You know what, and I shouldn't even go so far as... I mean, he's a douchebag and he does shitty shit, but I don't know that he's... I mean, there's...
I think...
There's worse out there,
I think
for
he's,
sure.
For a fucking...
I mean, he's dealing with fame, these kid.
Overly criticized.
It's gotta be pretty tough.
Like, he's not thriving in it.
It's not... He could handle it a lot better.
Yeah.
But I mean... Yeah. Oh, what's this? Oh, this is an ad. This isn't the... It's Uptown Funk. I don't like that song. A lot of people do. I get why they like it. It's not as bad as everything. Maybe I just heard it too much. I don't like Uptown Funk. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I thought you'd complain about it more, actually.
You know what?
This is the...
It's got, like...
This is the fourth most popular video on YouTube.
I mean, let's listen to a few notes.
I can tell you.
I like
you
funk music, so like it's not.
Is that my niece that is 2 years and 2 months asked to hear the song?
Really? Should tell her to listen to Smells Like Teen
she
Spirit or something.
She also likes Adam Levine.
She needs to listen to some Nirvana.
This is the fifth most popular song coming up here. Which I do not know what the fuck this is.
Despacito.
Oh.
Is that another Bieber song?
No.
Or did Bieber cover this?
I think it's just a Spanish song. He never made it.
No, I think Bieber's covered this song. Maybe. We'll find
he's
out.
He's got no...
I'm pretty sure Bieber covers this. He sang it. Or at least he, like, sampled some of it. And he got in trouble because he sang it live. And then he... didn't know the words, so he just fucked around. He was like, I don't know the words, so I say fuckito, which is kind of funny because he's saying fuck it. But then he was like, so he said all these like Mexican rhyming words like burrito and, you know, which I don't know, was that racist? I mean, it's if I'm really trying to shit on Justin Bieber as hard as I can, I might be like, oh, that racist fuck using cultural appropriation and burrito and... Yeah, look up I now, as much as I hate fucking Bieber, I'm now asking you to look up, to get me Bieber Despacito. Because, yeah, Bieber sang this song, for sure.
It's interesting, because this instantly takes me back to Costa Rica.
Yeah?
Maybe it's just because it's Spanish, and it clearly is of Spanish.
Or look up Bieber Despacito, can't find out the words. We can actually. There's a lot of work that goes into making music videos. And some music video directors end up being like amazing film directors. And some don't, but it still doesn't take away the amount of work that it takes to make
just a remix with him.
Oh, okay. Find Bieber Despacito live. and see if we can find him being a fool.
I think I'm gonna go 6 months popular songs.
Is it just songs that have got this many views on YouTube, or is there like things like jokes and stuff?
I have no idea what the next one is, quite frankly.
Would you say that he's talented? He is. Like,
there's no question that
he is definitely talented. He's got actually some skills on a hockey rink, as much as you'd like to lay him out with a headshot up in the open ice.
Okay, this is the 6th most popular video.
Whoa. I don't know what this is. Is this an ad or is this the actual song?
Masha the Bear.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Recipe for Disaster.
Oh, it's like a show.
Yeah.
Huh.
For kids. Clearly.
Well. I mean,
Russian.
Some Putin might jump out of the bookcase and slit this bear's throat, and then it won't be for kids, but it looks like this is for kids.
I'm inclined to move this along to the next most popular song.
Okay.
Video.
This bear's playing checkers against himself. It's hilarious.
This is the 7th most popular. I have no idea what the fuck this is that we're watching, by the way.
We're watching a bear play checkers against himself.
In Russian.
And he's kicking his own ass.
In Russian.
And then this lady just... How the fuck does...
Lady.
This
kid.
Young kid is fucking around with the bear. They're playing hopscotch, some other crazy Russian checker game. She's got a little Bo Peep hat on. Oh, there's a goalie on there, so Russians are into hockey.
It was a checker piece and now it's a puck.
Ah.
Pucks are not the same size as checker pieces.
Well, the bear is bigger than a human, though. So for her, like, maybe he's... Oh, no, that puck is definitely bigger than the checkers pieces. He's got a hell of a shot, though. There's the goalie, but he's scared. He's making a rabbit play goal. Having trouble finding that next video, eh?
No, I got lost in this. The next video is fine by me.
Oh, there we are. 2,242,000,000,000. It's Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Let's do a top 10 with this. What's the next one? You really want to hear this song. We can keep the song on, but what are the next...
She's fucking cute, man.
What would you give up...
I don't know what this next one is.
What would you give up... To kiss Taylor Swift? Nothing?
Not much.
What would you give up to touch Taylor Swift's boob?
She's not got great tits, I'm betting. It's not about that.
What would you give to touch Taylor Swift's booty?
I'd rather have, an experience. I'd rather, I don't want to go on a date with her, but I'd rather go on a date with her than, touch a tit. I'd pay more, my life would say, I'd rather have, like, a time or experience with her than, like, touch a tit.
What would you do, what would you give up to have Taylor Swift give you an HJ? You're not allowed to look at her, though. You can watch this video while she gives you an HJ, but you can't look at her.
Then, considering what I've done with my life, very little I would pay for that.
What about you can look at her, but she's wearing a snowsuit? With a toque on. Like, she's bundled up, like it's fucking cold out.
Okay, the next
it's
video.
The coldest day of the year.
I'm searching and it doesn't even make sense. Like, I'm searching the right word. And it doesn't make sense.
What would you give up to let Taylor Swift, have Taylor Swift blow you? Not on this one. I want to know what you'd give up, the difference between not getting to look at her and look at her. The difference of what you'd give up and not give up.
These are intangibles, man.
You can look at her, but she's got a buzz cut. She shaved all her hair.
You know, there's a lot of the time I think I'm fucked in the head and you make me feel normal. Who the fuck thinks of this shit, buddy?
Buzz cut. Taylor Swift blowing you. Go.
Wait, is she... Okay.
She's got a ski mask
listen,
on, too.
I think she's cute. She's not the fucking hottest thing in the world. Like, if we're gonna... Like, she's not my ultimate, like, dream girl.
Who is?
That's a very good question. Like, variety is the spice of life. There's... I mean... Oh, but there's one girl that just instantly comes to mind that I'm trying to... Oh. Okay. Pure physical looks. Okay, so there's... what is... Use your words. She was in, like, a show earlier in, like, late 90s. And she's kind of got olive skin. And she's super popular, and everyone loves her, and she's super hot. Her. Actresses in Sin City.
Oh, what's her name? Oh, shit. She plays the kid who was a kid, and... Bruce Willis's character told her not to scream, and she didn't scream because he couldn't get hard if she didn't scream, so then he couldn't rape her. Fuck, what's her name? Is that, am I thinking of the right one?
I think so. I just can't even think of her name to look it up.
Fuck. God. Look up Sin City cast. It'll show up soon. If you look up Sin City 2 A Dame to Kill For, it'll show up right away because she's in that one, and a lot of the same cast is not in that one. It's Jennifer something. But it's not Aniston.
No.
Oh shit, what is it? She's on like the poster. Fuck. You get to fuck Taylor Swift, but you're being broadcast.
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, that's the name.
That was the first girl that came to mind.
Yeah.
She's certainly not ugly.
No.
I think she's far more attractive than Taylor Swift. Like, just
yeah.
Her looks.
For the record. Yeah. Okay,
I mean,
you get to have sex.
There's a thing about, like talent, skill, like... T-Swift, like, not that there's a... They both far exceed, like, a looks threshold, so, like, once you pass this certain point, then it's just...
You get to have sex with Jessica Alba, but she's covered in shit. Head to toe shit.
Some, like, fucking fucking
you're
her
fucking
through shit.
Piece of shit that's beautiful, but covered in shit.
Or?
Like, she looks like she's black, she's covered in shit, so, sorry. Is that racist? Is that a bad thing for me to say? Sorry, okay, she looks like a piece of, like, if you took a piece of shit at the to the wax
and
museum.
Fucked it, and then someone said, no, that's just Galba. Would you rather fuck that, or?
You took a piece of shit, a giant, like, a whole, like, the pile of shit in Jurassic Park. You took that and took it to the
giant from Jack and the Beanstalk kind of shit. Fuck it.
And you took that to the people in charge of the wax museum, where they make things out of wax, and they made like a perfectly rendered Jessica Alba out of shit. And that, like, perfectly rendered, but it's obviously Jessica Alba covered in shit.
So
that's it. It is Jessica Alba, but she's covered in like it's like she's made out of shit. There's so much shit on her, but she still looks like Jessica Alba, but she's like caked in shit.
So,
like, so much shit.
So, I'm fucking a Jessica Alba lookalike.
Well, no, it's her.
No,
it's her, and she's covered in shit.
Oh, I thought it was like a Jessica.
Oh no,
Alba,
I was just trying
that
to.
The inner core is actually
no
a shit.
I was trying
that's
to
like a wax museum.
No, I was just trying to explain
wax museum Jessica Alba, but really she's a shit.
No. Yeah, it's a wax. You get to fuck Jessica Alba, but it's not actually Jessica Alba. It's just
it's a wax
a piece of shit rendered into Jessica
exactly
Alba.
Like Jessica Alba.
No, I was just trying
like,
to explain.
She's the first, like the first hottest girl I thought of. Like she's not even. There's this other. What is her name? There's this girl on Instagram that like. Okay. Looks are on a bell curve. Can we agree about this?
What do you mean? If a girl's really good at hockey, it's easier for her to be considered good looking? Is that what you're saying on a bell curve?
No.
If a girl's really
saying,
smart, it's easier for her to be really good looking?
What I'm saying is that if you were to rate looks on a scale of 1 to 10, that it's not linear. It's on a bell curve, so that there are far more. 90% of the population would fall between. Five, like.
Okay,
a
yeah.
Five would be, like, 50 percentile.
Okay.
Like, they're.
Okay.
The. 90% of the population would fit between. 4 and 6.
You think
let's
so?
Let's say that.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe not 90. Let's say 80% would fit between 4 and 6. So, like, 8s are pretty rare. 9s are very rare. 10s are extremely rare. Just like, and it's the same is true on the other side, that, like, 4s are pretty rare. 3s are very, you know, like a true 1 in looks. Like, how fucking ugly does that
well,
be?
Well, I mean,
like,
I don't want to be an asshole, but,
well,
like,
no,
that's somebody who's, like, they're
yes.
on death's door.
Okay.
Like,
so
they're meant, they've got
okay,
physical,
so we agree,
or they're really,
saying,
really, really old.
Okay,
like,
so, but we,
not even their
listen,
fault.
When we put looks on a bell curve, when you and I say, that's a fucking really good looking girl, if we're putting looks on a bell curve, she's, like, an 8 to a 9. Like, she's not a 10, okay?
I don't like using
Jessica,
numbers to... Okay.
No, but we're...
Okay,
listen, we're
so
having,
Jessica
we're
Alba...
We're having an empirical conversation.
Okay.
I don't think Jessica Alba's a 10.
You don't?
No, she's...
Who is?
Well, I think I found a 10 on Instagram. And I don't know how to put this on my TV. I don't know...
Okay, so Instagram lady... is covered in shit, has a dick on top of that. No, wait a minute. Smells the best smell you've ever had and will give you nothing, no shit covering at all. Will pay you $1 million. You'll get $1 million if you sleep with this girl. Put it in her. for 20 minutes, but there's a dick there. You're going to have to work around a big old cock and balls.
This girl,
yes.
Is like a 10. Like, legit 10.
Cock and balls. Twig and Giggleberry hanging around.
What? Okay, sorry, one more time. This girl here.
Yeah, big old cock and balls. You're going to bang her. You're going to get paid $1 million.
So
wait a minute. You won't get... We'll up that for the next stage. No $1 million. You got to bang this lady.
Is she still a woman?
Well, she looks like that, only there's a big old cock and balls that are... You got to work around. And there's no vagina.
So she's a guy now?
She's got a big old cock and balls on her. She's a girl. She's transgender.
I don't want to fuck her in the badge that she doesn't have.
Well, she doesn't have a badge, so you got to work around that.
Well,
you do it?
I've lost a lot of... For me, she's lost a lot of appeal.
$10. Pretty good looking lady.
Would I fuck a dude for $10?
Well, do you consider a lady that you just said is a 10 looks like that?
She pulls out her cock, yeah.
But everything else naked is how you would imagine it to look. It's just there's a big old cock and balls there. Everything else is like, you know, like everything, it's just there's a big old cock and balls there. But everything is, you know, I wouldn't say that's a dude. I would say that is a... Would you rather have sex with a transgender 10, as you say?
I'm posing a new question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have bleeding vaginas for ears or dicks for fingers?
She's been pregnant. Is she had a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, you see why I followed her on Instagram.
That's remarkable that somebody, like, I know it's hard for ladies to look like that after they have children, apparently.
Looks on a bell curve. She is ringing.
Okay, cock and balls. Big old cock and balls.
No,
you can have sex with her.
Question,
I would not say that she would... I wouldn't consider her a man, obviously. It would be a transgender female. I'm not asking you to fuck a dude. I'm asking you to fuck a transgender female that you said is a 10.
Like, there's no room for a cock and balls there.
Well, it's there. It just is. You just got to work with it. It's attached. It's not a strap-on. It's there.
I don't see myself fucking a guy.
It's not a guy, though. You're being super politically incorrect by saying that a transgender female is a dude. You can say, I don't see myself
transgender. You're absolutely right about me being... Whatever. Yes, fine. You're right in the fact that I'm totally wrong about it, but I...
No, you're completely within your right to say I don't see myself fucking a transgender female. I would just prefer you call them a transgender female than a dude.
I don't even know the right semantics around it, because I thought you'd call what we're describing a transgender male.
No, it's transgender female. It's transitioned from a male to a female. So you don't see yourself fucking a transgender. Even though it's the most beautiful girl you've ever seen in your whole life.
She's talking balls, so she's a male.
No. Don't you know anything about politically correct things?
No, these are the source of my inquiries right now.
No, it's a... You know the proper terminology for transgender people.
No, I don't know the right pronouns.
Well, apparently you're not supposed to call them men when they're... wanting, like, Laura Jane Grace Gable, formerly Tom Gable from Against Me, is a woman.
I understand
that. Used to be a man, is a transgender woman, but is a woman.
Okay, so,
We're getting hung up on the... So, what if I paid you $10,000
No, so, no.
To sleep
I
with the hottest chick you've ever seen in your
own
words.
I
want to
go down
words.
This other conversation because I'm an ignorant white guy that sees male and female, and I'm starting to see that I'm... There was... I read an article the other day that's going to open my attitude up about this. Like, it kind of made me think about things in a different light. So, at what point... Okay, so I realize and 1,000% respect that Laura Jane Grace has in her heart always been a female.
Yeah.
And was physically a male.
Yeah.
Now, at what point is she female? Like, at what point did she transition?
Yeah.
Is it when she announced it?
Yeah. I would say probably not. It was probably before then, right?
I guess the whole thing that, like, society thinks a gender is binary, and it's, I guess, the thing about this, the transgender stuff, is that it's a spectrum, clearly.
Yeah.
But...
I don't...
How are you supposed to identify a pronoun by looking... Maybe I
should. Oh no, for sure. Like, no, it's difficult, and I don't think anyone can be expected to just like figure this out like split. And I don't think anyone should be subject to a bunch of criticism and, you know, ill feelings when they're not familiar with it and they fuck it up a few times. Like, you're gonna screw up.
So this family in BC, I read this the other day. This is kind of what I never really like gave it a whole ton of thought until. This article changed the way I thought a little bit, and it's such a ultimately minor thing. This family in British Columbia, they have a child.
Yeah.
And they had a home birth, and they fought a government, provincial or federal, I'm not sure. Anyways, on the birth certificate, it says gender, and it says you, for unknown. Because this couple refused.
Yeah, for me, that's... I mean...
No, Hold on. I disagree with their argument. Like, I do and I don't. I totally see their argument. They did not want to choose the gender of the child based on the genitals that the child had. They want the kid to grow up. They want to grow... Raise it gender neutral. It's...
Yeah, that's a bit much for me.
It's, yeah, well...
I'm a very PC guy, but that's a bit much for me.
That's what people said about gay people before and black people before
that. You know,
like
for me, like, I get the not pushing, like, my plan with...
Their argument is, and rightfully so, is that society is basically pushing a gender and attitude and what have you towards a child.
Yeah.
And it potentially starts as early as... what shows up on a birth certificate, and it's their kid, and they want to raise it the way they want to raise it, and
I don't have a problem with them doing it. Yeah. Yeah, nothing, you're right. Nothing wrong with them doing it that way. I guess not everything is about you or about me. I guess I'm thinking of it for myself.
Oh, I'm not raising, like, I have exactly as many kids as they want right now, but I am raising, like, I mean, much the same boat as you, referring back to previous podcasts, in that, you know...
Yeah. I do agree that I plan on raising my kid, like, I wouldn't go so far as to say gender neutral, but, like, we're not gonna make an... I mean, I'm gonna show him the shit I like. A lot of that stuff's guy stuff, or maybe it's just sweet shit, like... Fucking baseball's awesome and hockey's awesome and like good movies are awesome and like fucking I'm just gonna show him shit I like and Lisa's gonna show him shit that she likes.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you'll go where you go, and if it turns out you're transgender and you were born with male genitalia but you're a female, cool. Like, have at her, bud. Like, I'll support you as best I can, and that's I wouldn't wish that on you. because I think that's a really tough life. I wouldn't wish for you to be gay because that's a really tough life. But if that's the way it goes, you got all the support in the world from me.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I'm not going to put a U on your birth certificate and go out of my way to not show you anything that could be skewed to something male or female.
You know what's interesting, though, is I started reading about this, and I see it in my niece, is that apparently kids don't truly, like, identify with a gender until they're, like, 3 and 4.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I see my niece, like, she intellectually knows she's a girl, but, like, she's not... And she is a girl, but she's not, like, a girl.
Yeah, for sure.
She's just a kid.
Yeah.
And she, you know what? She likes to slide. She has a favorite doll, but those are the toys that, like, we bought for her.
Yeah.
Like, she really likes this one doll, but we could have just as easily bought her Transformer.
Optimus Prime.
And
yeah,
that would be the thing that... It's just...
That would have hit.
That's what I'm saying. I read that article, that thing happened, and it really made me, like, start thinking about these things.
It's too bad that those parents are going to get shit on by everyone for doing it that way. Like, that's their right.
I'm not shitting on it.
I don't know that it's a hard...
I think, in my opinion, I think that... again, I wouldn't raise my child like that, but I think that they're probably more progressive than I am.
Yeah.
I say good on them for fighting.
I do too. I'm just thinking a lot of people aren't going to feel the way we feel about it.
Well,
maybe I'm not giving enough faith in humanity, but
trends, like, that's how those oppressive groups that are oppressed upon, like, that's how that changes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I just... And you can't do things based on what other people are going to think.
Who knew Ariana Grande was such a babe?
A lot of good-looking ladies in the world, Chris.
Yeah.
So why don't you have a wife and kids at this juncture?
I got what I wanted.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm trolling. I'm fucking pastafarying. Flying spaghetti monster. What's your thoughts on internet trolling?
I'm not really much of a comment reader. I never have been.
Yeah.
And so I think it's... I mean, I've got old man views on it. I think it can be hilarious, but I think it's just like a... In the grand scheme of the internet, it's like this stupid passing fad.
I fucking hate it. But I hate internet trolling, like this anonymity thing where you can say things you don't believe and you're just trying to fuck with people and cause shit and be a dick. But, like, there's a thing with, like, Pastafarians. Like, there's, you know, they want... Did you ever hear about the Pastafarian?
Yeah, the spaghetti monster.
The flying spaghetti monster. They're, you know, they want to know religious... background, and guys like, oh no, I pray to the Pastafarian, the flying spaghetti monster, and I get a picture with a spaghetti colander on my head. It's like you're clearly fucking with someone and not, but that's fucking funny. And like Tom Green Show from way back in the day, that is probably one of the very first instances of trolling, and it's fucking hilarious. So I think there's something good to maybe come from,
yeah,
but I have a problem with the internet troll, the people that are just dicks for being dicks. The most recent season of South Park dealt with internet trolling a lot.
It's kind of like the thing about the Pastafarian kind of movement is that, you know, I like it in a lot of ways because it like proves like it meets all the criteria of a religion to the point that it breaks.
They
the
couldn't
definition
deny
of
it. Like they,
yeah.
I guess they had to be like, all right, that's your religion, like. Yeah, to the point where it, like, it breaks everything. You
it
were saying that.
Like, I'm kind of, I'm agnostic, but I just, like, generally speaking, just, like, organized religion. That's not an absolute comment. I don't like things oppressing people based on... the comment of somebody's God.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like pro anti-religion in a sense. I don't mean to be, but it's just, I don't know what this is. I also don't want to change this. But anyways,
The viewer, Chris is watching an Ariana Grande compilation video.
Apparently, yeah.
For the listener.
I love that it's so beautifully a religion, but it's
But it's fucking with religion.
Tell me I don't believe this.
Yeah, like prove it.
Yeah.
You can't. So you have to let me wear a spaghetti colander. And tell you that I'm a Pastafarian.
It's kind of, I guess I wouldn't consider that trolling, but I mean, by all accounts, that is trolling.
It's not. Yeah, like, when we think of trolling nowadays, we think of, like, people that, you know, on Twitter with an egg picture that yell at celebrities and shit on everyone.
Yeah.
But there's different forms of it, and I think I kind of like the, like, one where you got to put yourself out there, like Tom Green. You know, his show was hilarious. It was one of my inspirations. And, like, you know, declaring yourself a Pastafarian, like, you... I don't think there's a lot of anonymity there, and it's, like, it's pretty fucking funny. Yeah, I don't know, but it's... It's been on my mind. It's just something it really drives me. The internet
trolling.
The internet trolling thing. The just being an asshole.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's something that's, you know, kind of
like
to the forefront with
like
this Donald Trump stuff right now. Is
it's the thing is when it's without purpose, that's nonsense. Like that,
yeah.
I don't like. But when it's got a purpose, especially when that purpose aligns with
humor,
what I think,
yeah, and with what you think, yeah,
then even better,
yeah, yeah. Are you ready for bed? Should we bring this to a close?
Yeah, we should.
We should.
Should arrive to a close an hour
ago. You know what?
It's 3 in the morning.
Well, it's that late? Holy fuck. I mean, we're only an hour and 32 minutes into our show. I guess a 32-minute podcast would probably be all right. So maybe we should have brought it to a close an hour ago.
Well,
but we didn't get to find out how you feel about fucking a Jessica Alba made out of shit. For $1 million, would you bang that girl if she was
she's
trans?
She's got the right Jessica Alba parts. She's
yeah.
got the parts that I would perceive Jessica Alba to have.
It's Jessica Alba. I was just trying to show you how much
made out of wax.
Like, no. It's Jessica Alba covered in shit. I just wanted you to know how much shit she's covered with. She's covered with so much shit that it's like you're fucking
so
a wax doll made out of shit. But you're not. It's actually her.
She's
it's actually her. She's just covered in shit. Like, so much so that you can't figure out, you're like, there's no way this is a real person.
I think I'd rather fuck the wax version of her that's made out of shit than
a real person covered in shit. Because it can't be
so
fun.
So much so that I can't enjoy.
Well, and you would feel pretty bad for a girl knowing that she's covered in shit.
It also just feels rapish.
Well, it's consenting. You know, this is a situation that's you don't think about it too much.
Well,
would you rather fuck the Jessica Alba made out of shit or the transgender 10 you were talking about? The person you called a transgender the person you called a 10 is a transgender. Would you rather fuck that? Sorry, would you rather fuck the transgender lady up the butt or fuck Jessica Alba made out of shit? But the vagina is... There's no shit in or around the vagina. The vagina is completely Jessica Alba's vagina, no shit. Or you gotta fuck...
You're a special kind of fucked up.
So, you know, what do you think?
So do I fuck basically my hand, or can't answer that. Can't be answered.
It can't be answered. It's the one. Would you rather that you can't actually find?
I just like I feel like I'm a. Why am I? Why am I even engaging this?
There's a really good Would You Rather they talk about on Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky that I'm going to ask you after this, but keep going along your line.
I got nothing.
You don't know. It's unanswerable. Yeah. Would you rather be retarded or get molested by your grandpa? You get a hand job from your grandpa when you're like, what's really prime formative years? You can...
Seven.
You can get a hand job from your grandpa when you're seven. He will take you out for ice cream after. Or you're retarded. Sorry, mentally challenged.
I feel like I would take the... I don't know what you call it. The sexual assault.
Yeah, and just hope that you can deal with it. As opposed to not...
Yeah, just cover it up. Mentally.
Yeah, just do the best. Get a lot of therapy. Get a lot of therapy. Forget about it. As long as you have your brain. They...
Once you acknowledge it, you're fucked on like a lot of levels. I think.
Once you acknowledge that it happened?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe that's how you deal with it, is you acknowledge.
I'm not faulting people for doing it. I'm just kind of like, it's...
You just try to bury it away and never... Like, I think you'd probably have to go to therapy and deal with it, wouldn't you? As opposed to just try to forget about it? Tom Segura's parents, you know the comic. Do you ever watch any Tom Segura?
I have.
Lots on Netflix. Very good.
He's fucking one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's awesome. His parents, his dad, the Would You Rather was not getting a handjob from your grandpa. It was eat. His dad fought in Vietnam. So I guess he hates Asian food for whatever reason. Maybe because of that. I don't know. But his Would You Rather was be mentally challenged or every meal that you have to eat forever for the rest of your life is Asian food. And he chose to be retarded. That his quote is, he said the R word. He said he would choose to be mentally challenged. His mother, it was be mentally challenged or you have to drive on the freeway. And she also chose to be mentally challenged. So I guess she's very scared of driving on the freeway. And Tom Segura's dad, Top Dog, they call him, hates Asian food. So, you know, there's a spectrum. Everyone, whatever fucks your butt, everyone's got their own, whatever fucks the transgender tens, but not you, though. You don't think you could do it. $1 million?
Wow. Different conversation. Okay, I'm done. It's over.
What if it's not a transgender anymore? There's just, like, poop hanging out of the butthole the whole time, and that poop is shaped... It's not a real penis made out of poop and balls, but, like, a cock and balls hanging out of the butthole that's, like, made out of poop. And it looks like a big old black dildo, but it's made out of shit. But it's not a transgender lady.
Are you made aware of it?
No. It's just there.
Where am I fucking her?
Wherever you want. If you want to fuck around the poop dick, you can go for it. You want to get blown? You want to put it, you know, the poop dick's not going to be too far away from the vagina, but it won't be in or around it.
Sorry,
so what's the question? So, would you do it then? Big old poop dick hanging out of the butt. And it's got corn in it and stuff too. But it's not a real penis.
You're so fucked. I can't believe you're allowed near children.
This is having a kid.
No.
Having a kid in like 2 months.
Questions, man.
It's for the podcast. Just trying to. Are you not entertained?
I say go veg.
Yeah, with the poop dick.
from the poop dicks and
you're
vibe.
Fucked. You're fucking sick. No, I'm just kidding. That's yeah. Poop dick. You good with that?
As long as my cock doesn't touch cock. Poop cock.
Poop cock?
Poop cocky.
Boom. Sweet. No, that's... I mean, yeah. I just... But you wouldn't fuck Jessica Alba covered in shit.
I don't think so. Apparently, you know, what's disgusting here is that the most disgusting part about this is that apparently I think that I'm not above it either.
You're not sure. Yeah. You're not like... Absolutely not. I would not do that. You're like.
I'm pretty sure I don't want to. But by not totally taking myself 100% out of the game, I implicitly says that.
I remember there was a time when we were younger that.
Lose me here, Lee.
Yeah, you're falling asleep.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll hold this for another time.
There was a time
when we were younger where it was you're about to bang a hot chick, but in order to bang the hot chick, you have to let her put ass beads in you. She's going to put ass beads in you and pull them out. And I remember, you know, a little younger, a little more homophobic, a little more weird about stuff. I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I don't think I could sacrifice that for that. And, you know, not that a guy... Well, I mean... I'm sure neither one of us wants beads in our ass, but would you, as an older person, you know, a little more open to stuff and willing to make a sacrifice for a big game, would you...
I would consider that a lot harder than I would have in the past.
You would consider what a lot... Like, you would have a harder time doing that now than you would have in the past?
No, sorry. I would... I guess more open to it.
Yeah, like in the not that I want beads in my ass. I definitely don't. But it's like, I mean,
I'm not saying yes. I would.
You gotta buy. You know, is the difference? Do I gotta buy a 5-course meal of lobster and steak, surf and turf, and spend $100, or do I just throw some beads in my ass and you know you get to bang a dime piece? You know, it's kind of like, you know, there was a time when I was like, fuck no. And like I said, and not even at the risk. I mean, maybe the ass beads would feel real good. I don't know. I don't foresee it being something I'd be into.
The joke is that you're worried to find out.
Well.
Like, what if you like it?
What if you like it? I don't think it makes it gay if you do like it.
I think it does.
It doesn't. Absolutely not.
Anything empirically decides.
It's gay. Whether you like things in or around your butt.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like even though there's lots of dudes that swear by a thumb up the butt during a blowjob. I've heard it said that it's amazing.
I'm largely kidding with you on all this shit, but...
Yeah. But anyways, I think... You know, I think that... you know, more and more... I'm not... Freudian slip trying to tell anyone that I want things in my butt. Although, the more I say these things, the more... The more that I say these things, the more I sound like thou dost protest too much. It sounds like I'm fucking... But... I remember it being a thing when we were little where it was like, I don't think I could do it. And now it's like, whatever, you know, you can recover from that. Big deal, you had some stuff in your butt, you got to bang a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Would you let what's-her-name there put a bunch of beads in your ass and they got to stay there for 10 minutes and then you get to bang her? The lady, the person that you said was 10, the Instagram girl.
She put beads in my ass for 10 minutes.
15 minutes.
10 or 15?
15.
10, yes, 15, no.
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Josh Kyle for sponsoring. GMCpod.podbean.com, Google Play, iTunes. Check us out. Hope you like us. It's been a long time since we've done one of these, so now we're trying to make up for lost time. So hopefully it won't be so long before the next one. And hopefully I do actual podcasts instead of catch trains. So take it easy. Thanks for listening there, crayons. Bye-bye.